Now, I realize what you've heard what follows from me recently, but repetition is sometimes useful, especially when the topic is a treatment of what can be a major health problem such as depression, especially severe depression. If you, a family member, or a friend, or anyone you know is depressed, please tell them that Sonoma Clinic has an Eliminate Your Depression program that's effective within 4 to 6 weeks in the large majority of those who use it. But we're not psychologists or psychiatrists at Tahoma Clinic, so how can that be? Well, we're not ophthalmologists or any other sort of eye doctors. Yet in the 1980s, we developed a treatment for the most common form of macular degeneration, the so-called dry type, that's effective in over 70% of those treatment. We also developed the first 100% effective treatment for teenagers with Osgood-Schlatter's disease in the 1970s. That treatment still works 100% in 2019. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's a very definite pain on the bone below the kneecap that keeps teenagers from running in sports and that sort of thing because it hurts like heck. Well, there's 100% effective treatment for that. Even sent a letter to one of the orthopedic journals about it in 1978. Hey, they published the thing. Imagine that. But nobody pays any attention other than natural medicine doctors. We were also the first in the United States to use D-mannose, which eliminates 85 to 90% of bladder infections. And as everyone knows, we're the first to prescribe comprehensive bioidentical hormone replacement. How can we originate so many successful natural treatments? Well, because we combine copying nature with nature's substances and energies, intense study of published science, and respect for the wisdom of our medical and other predecessors in healthcare. But I definitely digress. Sorry about that. Back to the Tahoma Clinic Eliminate Your Depression program. This approach involves individualized amino acid supplementation, an essential mineral, and other natural cofactors. It's naturally, safely, effectively altering brain chemistry. Now, for over 40 years, my observation has been that low levels of essential amino acids are often found in depressed individuals. Now, often, not always, but often. Among very many other things, our bodies use amino acids to make the large majority of neurotransmitters, the molecules which help nerve cells to communicate with each other. If essential amino acids are low, then neurotransmitters are likely to be low too, and depression is a frequent result. Patent medicines companies know this too, but since amino acids aren't patentable, they've looked for artificial patentable molecules to raise levels of neurotransmitters. Many patented antidepressants do exactly that, with, of course, multiple potential adverse effects, because they're using molecules that have never been found on planet Earth and putting them in human bodies. What a concept. The essential mineral involved is rubidium, which is in the same mineral family as sodium, potassium, and lithium. Italian researchers reported in the 1970s that rubidium used all alone, which, by the way, folks, isn't near as effective as using it as part of an overall treatment program. But anyway, rubidium used alone was helpful against many cases of depression. Here's some of the research. In 1973, depressed patients who had not responded to any other form of treatment took rubidium. 70% of those who took it for a minimum of 4 weeks had a, did you notice, minimum of 4 weeks had a good to excellent response. In 1975, researchers found that the response rate of chronically depressed individuals who took rubidium was 65%. Close to 70, isn't it? Rubidium was found to work as well as imipramine, a major patented antidepressant. In 1980, a double-blind study compared the effects of rubidium with a widely sold at that time antidepressant. The researchers found that rubidium chloride's antidepressant results were superior to the patent medicine. In 1988, 31 women hospitalized with depression took rubidium. By the second week, two-thirds, here we are at two-thirds again, 70%, 65%, had significantly improved. In 1993, individuals with major depression, and the researchers said major depression, were treated with rubidium. The researchers wrote, rubidium showed a marked and rapid antidepressive activity. That's marked and rapid, everyone. Marked and rapid. What are we doing? Not trying this first. Just alter naturally and safely our brain chemistry away from depression. In 1996, researchers reported that 15 individuals hospitalized with depression were treated with rubidium. They wrote, speedy, Notice the word speedy. I didn't make that up. It's right in the article. Speedy therapeutic efficacy has been shown with lack of side effects. Oh my goodness, where has this been? Well, it's been at Tahoma Clinic. We just haven't been publicizing it much. But with all this news about well-known individuals killing themselves because of being depressed, and a lot of other folks just simply getting depressed, hopefully not killing themselves, we thought we'd better get the word out about rubidium, amino acids, and other natural cofactors which relieve depression. And notice, speedy. Yeah. Most of these research studies, two-thirds of the people got better. Mm-hmm. And lack of side effects. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, most of us know about the hormone adrenaline, secreted into the blood by the adrenal glands, and adrenaline's cousin, which happens to be called noradrenaline, mostly secreted by nerves to communicate with other nerves. Noradrenaline, adrenaline, dopamine, and closely related molecules, which are often, for the technically inclined, termed catecholamines, are well-known nervous system stimulants. Increasing the levels of noradrenaline and adrenaline are well-known to have a significant antidepressant effect. And quite a while back, some patent medicine companies found that amphetamine and methamphetamine would mimic the effects of adrenaline. Now, of course, what I got to say is, why not make more adrenaline? Oh, yes, I forgot. You can't patent it. Okay. Now, both of these patented uppers, amphetamine and methamphetamine, are powerful and dangerous stimulants and antidepressants. Rubidium, along with those other vitamin and mineral cofactors, stimulates the enzymes which use phenylalanine and tyrosine to produce catecholamines. Who needs methamphetamine and amphetamine? Nobody, except for those who stand to profit from it. Includes drug runners too, doesn't it? In addition to stimulating catecholamine buildup, rubidium also slows its breakdown. Whoa! And in an effect paralleled by many patented antidepressants, slows the reuptake of catecholamine neurotransmitters into the nerve cells that secrete them, thus keeping them working for longer. Now, rubidium works better with essential amino acids, so make sure to have your fasting essential plasma amino acids checked if you were after this. Although not every clinically depressed individual has low essential amino acids, the majority do. So testing and treatment for these essential nutrients should never be omitted. If they're low and you're not on a vegan diet, it's very likely because of low stomach acidity or hidden gluten sensitivity. Yeah, that can be a factor here, folks. Either one of those things. At any age. All this may sound a bit complicated, so check with a Tahoma Clinic physician who can help you to individualize for you the Tahoma Clinic Eliminate Your Depression program. Yes, and yeah, down the road you're going to be hearing about this again, as long as depression remains in the news. It's another program originated at Tahoma Clinic just simply by copying What Does Nature Do and having a collection of all those research papers I was telling you about. In reasonable doses, rubidium is safe. You'd have to take an enormous overdose to get into trouble, but that applies to anything. According to a major English language review of rubidium, rubidium appears to be a safe therapeutic agent, when administered orally. Some minor side effects that have been noted are constipation, agitation, insomnia, and a transient decrease in heart and pulse rate. Rubidium should not be used by individuals with bipolar illness, as it appears to increase the length of any manic phase of that illness. But most importantly, and yes, we do this at Tahoma Clinic, if you're taking rubidium supplementation, it's important to take an equal or greater amount of potassium. No kidding. As there's clearly more potassium than rubidium naturally present in our bodies, we don't want to allow too much replacement of potassium with rubidium, which nature does do if we flood our bodies with too much rubidium. One individual who ignored advice to take as much rubidium as potassium developed extremely sore muscles, which fortunately became entirely better after he took relatively large but safe doses of potassium. For more details about eliminating depression with rubidium, as well as all the footnotes to where the research mentioned previously can be found, see the November 2016 Green Medicine Newsletter, which, for subscribers, can be accessed online at all those W's and greenmedicinenewsletter.com. For subscription information, go to that website or call 602-252-4477. Folks, there is no need for all of this depression out there. Maybe one-third of it, since rubidium takes care of two-thirds. But there's no need for 100% of all that depression out there, is there? And there is no need for some of those tragic suicides that happen. It is so simple, in two-thirds of cases, to pull oneself out of depression and remember what researchers wrote. Marketed and rapid antidepressive action. Speedy therapeutic efficacy. Hey. And the stuff, except at enormous doses, can't hurt. And, of course, when it's combined with those essential amino acids, if we need them, and the other cofactors that help rubidium to work, making those catecholamines, as they're called, adrenaline-like molecules, which help to pick us up, what could make more sense? So anyway, if you happen to know anyone who has any degree of depression, all this research and our experience at Doma Clinic tells us that that Eliminate Your Depression program has a 2 in 3 chance of working. No, that's not 100%. I wish I could tell you 100%. But it really does work, folks, for those 2/3. Yep, and we'll see what we can come up with for the other 1/3, okay?